De La Cruz votes to avert shutdown, advance funding package for South Texas. Texas border business. Washington, Congresswoman Monica De La Cruz, Texas 15, released the statement below following her vote to pass the Senate amendment to H.R. 7148, Consolidated Appropriations Act, 2026. My vote today brings home wins for South Texas while rejecting the chaos of a shutdown. I am proud to invest over $13 million for transportation and critical infrastructure in our communities, while holding the Mexican government accountable for their refusal to meet 1944 water treaty deliveries. Now, our focus must be on passing our final funding bill that supports Border Patrol agents and builds on the successes of President Trump's historic border security. Congresswoman Monica De La Cruz. Background. The Senate amendment to H.R. 7148, the Consolidated Appropriations Act, 2026, includes funding for defense, labor, health and human services, and education, transportation and housing and urban development, financial services and general government, and national security, Department of State, and related programs. The legislation includes a two-week continuing resolution for the Department of Homeland Security, allowing Congress to continue negotiations. De La Cruz secured language to ensure funds appropriated through this legislation are not made available to the government of Mexico until the Secretary of State certifies that Mexico has met their obligated deliveries under the 1944 Water Treaty. Additionally, De La Cruz secured the following community project funding for Texas's 15th Congressional District. $5,500,000 for the West Main Drain Project in Edinburgh, $2 million for the Military Parkway Expansion Project for the City of Mission, $3,520,000 for the Bridge Operations and Logistics Transformation Project in the City of Far, $2,300,000 for Seguin Community Center Improvements.